September 19 Daily Readings, 2 Chronicles 2, Ezekiel 15, and Luke 11. First Reading. In 1 Chronicles 2 verse 7, the son of Carmi. Achar means trouble. Achar is called Achan and Joshua, who brought trouble on Israel by violating the ban on taking devoted things. Achar is called Achan and Joshua 7. This is the man of Judah who secretly appropriated for himself some of the spoils of war at the fall of Jericho, Joshua 7 verses 1 to 26, and 22 verses 20. Yahweh revealed to Joshua that Israel's defeat at Ai was caused by the presence of sin in the camp. When the sacred lot specified Achan as the offender, he confessed to coveting, stealing, and concealing in his tent fine clothing, silver, and gold, all of which was under the sacrificial ban, devoted to the Lord for destruction. Achan and his family were stoned to death, and their bodies and possessions were burned in the valley of Achor, troubling. Same word as Achar here, south of Jericho. Was Achan's name changed, posthumously, to Achar, matching the name of his place of burial, a word which signifies troubler, troubler? This incident in Joshua 7 illustrates the truth of the proverb. A greedy man brings trouble, Hebrew Zakar, to his family. Proverbs 15 verse 27. Second reading. In Ezekiel 15 verses 2 to 3. Son of man, how is the wood of a vine better than that of a branch on any of the trees in the forest? Is wood ever taken from it to make anything useful? Do they make pegs from it to hang things on? The vine was a well-known symbol for the nation of Israel. Isaiah had sung a song concerning Israel, comparing her to a vineyard planted on a very fruitful hill, which God had tended with great care. But the vines had failed to produce grapes that could be eaten or made into wine. All it produced were wild grapes in Isaiah 5. Similarly, in Psalms 80 verses 8 to 9 describes Israel. You brought a vine out of Egypt, you drove out the nations and planted it. You cleared the ground for it, and it took root and filled the land. See also Deuteronomy 32 verse 32, Jeremiah 2 verse 21, and Hosea 10 verse 1. A vine has no other purpose than to produce fruit. Trees might be used to provide timber for various purposes, but the wood of the vine was useless. It was not even used to form a peg. Israel had no personal righteousness. See Ezekiel 14 verses 14 and 20. No fruit. See Matthew 3 verse 12 and 21 verse 33 to 41, Luke 13 verse 6 to 9, also Mark 11 verses 12 to 14, that is, no fruit of spirit, see Galatians 5 verse 22 to 23. And if there were no fruit on the vine, then there was no use for it whatsoever. Third reading. In Luke 11 verses 47 to 48. Woe to you, because you built tombs for the prophets, and it was your forefathers who killed them. So you testify that you approve of what your forefathers did, they killed the prophets, and you build their tombs, Luke 11 verses 47 to 48. Do we build up the tombs of our Christadelphian prophets? If so, is there any danger in doing so? Are dead prophets less threatening than living ones? It seems to me that dead prophets, and I use the term loosely here, whether referring to Isaiah and Jeremiah, or John Thomas and Robert Roberts, can be shut up in books, closed between the covers, and controlled, whereas living prophets go walking around sticking their noses into our business when we least like it, encouraging us more directly by word or deed to do something when we would rather do nothing, and generally kicking us out of our comfort zones. They can be as easily shut up or put on a shelf. Maybe that's why we don't care for the living prophets. Maybe that's why we sometimes hasten their demise. Jesus also said, only in his hometown, among his relatives and in his own house is a prophet without honor. See Mark 6 verse 4.